NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
And we have liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour on an ambitious mission to service the Hubble Space Telescope.
It was billed as the toughest satellite servicing mission ever undertaken by NASA astronauts. Last December, Space Shuttle Endeavour and its seven-person crew left Earth for a rendezvous with the Earth-circling Hubble Space Telescope. With the huge 12-ton observatory safely cradled inside the cargo bay of the shuttle, pairs of spacewalking astronauts completed a needed overhaul of the telescope. They were faced with a daunting checklist of must-do maintenance, assigned tasks that demanded many months of rehearsal and called for a honing of skills unprecedented in NASA history. Commander of Orbiter Endeavour's flight to service the Hubble Space Telescope is Richard Covey. He and his fellow crew members had each flown in space before, a key ingredient that helped assure mission success, as Covey explains.
I think the biggest payback from having flown previously is the fact that you're not anxious about the space environment when you get there. You know what to expect. You know what your body's going to do. You know what it's like working at the orbiter. Clearly, in this case, with everybody on the crew being experienced flyers, I could see that not only in the planning and preparation for the mission and the way people thought about how they were going to do things on orbit, but the way they actually did them once we got there.
As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. And for Catherine Thornton, one of the four spacewalkers that serviced the Hubble Space Telescope, that meant hundreds of hours of training for her extravehicular activity, or EVA.
It sounds like a lot of time, but when you think about all the number of tasks that we had to do on orbit and the contingencies that we needed to train for, it was not too much time. It was not a matter of overtraining, it was a matter of just getting enough training in everybody that each of us could do any task on board. So we trained two pairs for five EVAs. We trained the 10 EVAs worth in 400 hours.
Despite the practice, were there any surprises for spacewalker Thornton?
A very wise man once told me that a pessimist is an optimist with experience. And I'm somewhat of a pessimist in that regard, and I was always waiting for the bad thing to happen, and I knew if we got through the first EVA that something was not going to work right on the second EVA. So I think the biggest surprise for me was that we got through all of them and the deploy, and everything worked out perfectly.
Mission Commander Covey points to another reason for the servicing success story.
The most important thing to remember is that the Hubble Space Telescope was designed and built to be serviced. So many of the tasks that our EVA crew members performed were thought about and built into the basic telescope system before it was launched the first time.
Adds Kathy Thornton.
I'm hoping that the lessons that we learned on this flight will go into the development of space station. It's very important if we intend to build it and service it with human beings that it be friendly toward those human beings. And I think it's either pay now or you pay later. And I just as soon see us pay now and build it so that it is easily serviced and therefore increases our chances of doing it correctly than I would seeing it built, and we'll think about that later.
One of the more striking moments during the mission was that of astronaut Thornton releasing one of the telescope's replaceable solar panels. Standing alone at the end of the shuttle's outstretched robot arm, she set the solar panel adrift to soar through space high above Earth until it burns up in our atmosphere.
My first reaction was how magnificent the view was to watch it soaring over the desert in Egypt and over the Red Sea. It was just fabulous. I was alone in the universe. I couldn't see any part of the space shuttle because it was behind me. And it was just me and that solar array. And it was fabulous. It was mesmerizing.
Last month, the first batch of observations from the rejuvenated Hubble Space Telescope were released. Thanks to the astronauts and thousands of engineers and scientists on the ground, the orbiting observatory is now taking far sharper images than ever before.
Now we're ready to go out and continue to do the extraordinary science that the Hubble Space Telescope has done for the last 3.5 years. We're going to be able to do even more and find more new discoveries that we couldn't until this servicing mission was completed.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.